From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
5 a.m. in the morning when we had to come down here, it looks like up there on that hill, the fires, they were just coming down on us. There was the red bow in the sky, and then we came back, and then there were 40-foot flames just booming down that mountain. I think that this is the scariest moment of my life.
Every single field personnel that we have is out there right now. Every single one. So they're working in shifts, and they're going to be until this thing is over.
The effort here is a completely different story than what I saw at Katrina. Here you have complete organization. You have a community coming together, getting things done, helping people out.
Keep putting one foot in front of the other. I mean, okay, so I look really calm, but if you notice, I'm wearing two different shoes. Okay? So, I was calm evacuating the house, but exactly how calm it was, I don't think it was quite that calm.
Most importantly, I want the people in Southern California to know that Americans all across this land care deeply about them. We're concerned about their safety. We're concerned about their property. And we offer our prayers.
He thinks he can govern this country with one-third plus one, which is enough to sustain any veto. And he thinks that he can run the country with, in essence, a minority government. And he has an advantage in that so long as he's got enough lemmings in the Congress to follow him over the cliff.
I think there is substantial feeling in my conference that we ought to hold these discretionary accounts to the overall amount that the president requested in order to show some willingness to restrain spending.
We have many, many hundreds of documents, hundreds of reports of corruption. We investigate them all. But nothing is going to be gained by speaking prematurely about allegations without fully investigating them.
Well, this is a big deal. This is the prime minister of the country.
I agree with you.
It's his country, his government that we're propping up with the lives of our soldiers and the billions of dollars of our taxpayers' money.